Distinguish the information obtained from a trend analysis versus from a series of pairwise comparisons, and give a carefully explained example of each being used when the other should have been. Trend analyses tell you about the shape of the IV-DV relationship. Pairwise comparisons tell you how each condition mean compares to all of the others. When these get confused is most easily highlighted in the situation known as successive differences. When the hypothesis is every time we add IV, the DV changes. A linear trend can happen when you have successive differences, but you can have successive differences that have a shape other than a linear trend, and you can have a linear trend without having successive differences. We drew that out once. Sit around and play with it a bit. But that's the easiest way to put together an example of how one should be used instead of the other. If you're talking about a linear trend, don't do successive differences. Do a trend analysis and see if there's a linear trend. If the hypothesis is about successive differences, don't do a linear trend, do the pairwise comparisons and pull out the successive differences. Does that make sense? Okay, if you're talking about shape, do shape. You're talking about a pattern of differences, look at the pattern of differences. Make up some example from your own research area.